With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. Confirmation that a deal to save Windsor's EV battery plant is close. Windsor-Tecumseh MP Eric Kuzmierczuk confirms his government is in the final stages of talks with Stellantis.
I can tell you that the negotiations are in an advanced stage, and we are moving towards an agreement. But, you know, I've maintained really since day one, we will have an agreement, and we will have a battery plant built in Windsor. That I am 100% confident about.
Stellantis wanted the same support it would get if it moved the plant to the U.S. Ontario has already said it'll boost its commitment. Kuzmierczuk made the comments this morning during an announcement in Tecumseh. The federal government is investing $3.6 million to build a multi-use path connecting L'Espérance Road to Windsor's trail system in the East End and beef up Tecumseh Transit. The money will help buy two new accessible electric buses and a charging station. Tecumseh's moving to a fixed route Monday to Friday on June 1st. Service on Saturday will still be on demand. A major training exercise is underway on the Detroit River right now across from Amherstburg. Police from 21 Michigan counties are involved along with the U.S. Coast Guard and border officials. The exercise is a simulated small plane crash. It should wrap up at 1 this afternoon. Windsor police say a driver faces over $37,000 in fines, possibly 18 months in jail and a lifetime ban from driving. The driver has been pulled over three times in the past 3 months for stunt driving. In one incident back in March, the driver was allegedly going 152 kilometers an hour in a 50 zone. Each time, the driver was in a different vehicle because each time the vehicle involved was impounded. The OPP has released stats from its Canada Road Safety Week, which ended on Monday. Over 6 days, they laid over 1,500 speeding charges, 51 of those for stunt driving. That's better than last year when the OPP West Region laid over 1,600 speeding charges, 2,400 charges in total. This year, there were 94 seatbelt infractions and 60 charges for driving impaired. The Tecumseh Corn Festival is back with some big changes. First off, the name is now the Tecumseh Corn and Music Festival. The St. Clair Beach Optimist Club has taken it over, and President Monica Muscadere says it'll be like two events happening at the same time.
So we have an open component where we have our food vendors, where you can like purchase items from that they make, and our family fun fair. And then our separate music component, which will have a ticketing system, and it'll be 19 plus.
The Midway is back, and it'll still be on the weekend before Labor Day. The Jays take on the Rays again, coming off last night's 20-1 win. The Tigers play the Royals again, too. And the Panthers could take their conference final series tonight with a win over Carolina. They lead the Hurricanes 3-1. Sunshine, windy, but falling to 16 this afternoon. Clear and windy tonight, down to 4. Tomorrow will be sunny and 17. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.